How about those first place Milwaukee Brewers? Yeah. Lane Grindel, Brewers broadcaster, is with us from the ballpark in Miami. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Hey, let's talk Miami. What a great city. Is Miami a fun city as a broadcaster? Do you have free time when you're there?
Yeah, we do have free time, and especially for this series because it's three night games. So even on our getaway day on Wednesday, you'll have a little time in the morning. You can do, you know, whatever you want. Get up, walk the beach, get a workout in, sit by the pool for a little bit. It's a fun city to come to. I enjoy coming here. The weather's always great. And every once in a while you get that off day down here, too. And that's never a bad thing. It didn't line up this year, but a couple of years ago we had an off day here, and that's always a lot of fun. But, no, I really do. I like Miami. I love coming here. The ballpark is a unique ballpark. It's one of the smaller ones in Major League Baseball. They don't typically draw big crowds. The last couple of times the Brewers have been here, they've been lucky and had a decent house because last year it was the last road series of the year for the crew, and the Marlins were in it. They had a shot to make the postseason, and in fact they did. And so they had decent crowds here last year when the Brewers were down here in September. And the year before that, they had the big reunion for the 92 team. So we've had some decent crowds here the last couple of times we've been here. I think on a Monday night, though, tonight with the team with only 15 wins, it might be a little bit back to what we had seen in prior years, though, here tonight.
Where's the hotel? How close is the hotel to the beach?
We stay in Key Biscayne. Right on it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's right by Miami Beach. It's perfect.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. It's a great setup, and you always look forward to this trip. It's one that you always kind of circle when the schedule comes out the year previous. You're like, okay, well, now when are we going to Miami? That's one of the first things you ask, so it's always a good part of the trip.
And the airport, John, is right there, the Miami International Airport.
So it's easy.
Ooh, nice. What's the temperature there?
I don't even know. In the upper 80s, I think, today. I think we were in the 88, 89 range, somewhere in that range. It was great.
I want to ask you about William
Mowers
Contreras.
Josh Mowers is 92.
92?
Josh Mowers is 92.
Oh, all right. There you go. Hey,
if
William Contreras,
have a question, Mowers usually got the specific answer. I have a general answer. Mower nails it right on the nose.
No, that's Mower.
Yeah,
that's
92,
Mower.
He says.
William Contreras, not only being mentioned as the best catcher in the National League or in baseball, but his MVP-like season, that pitch against Verlander, where he had 13 pitches in that at-bat, I should say, against Verlander, and then takes him deep. Talk about William Contreras. He's just at a different level.
He really is. I think he's as good as any player in baseball right now, and there's some really good ones, but it's hard to find somebody that has a better resume this year than what William's doing because of the fact that, I mean, offensively, he ranks amongst the league leaders in almost every category. If he's not at the top, he's second or third, or in the top five at least. And that alone would put him in the MVP conversation, but he's catching almost every night. And he's doing it at a very, very high level defensively at maybe the toughest position to play in the game. And that as well should give him extra credit when you're having that conversation. So I think if you were voting for the National League MVP right now, he's one of the favorites, if not the favorite. It's very early. It's still May. So a lot can happen between now and the end of the season. It might be a little premature to get too far down that road. But that's the kind of start that he's off to. And I don't see it going away. And the reason why I say that is because we saw what he was capable of last year. You saw the flashes of it the year before when he was an all-star with Atlanta. But if you are with the team daily like I am, and you see the work he puts in every single day, this guy is out there getting extra BP early in the day before actual BP. He's in meetings with the pitchers. He's going over the game plan. He's looking at scouting reports on the umpires. I mean, that's what a catcher has to do. He is such a hardworking individual. It is not an accident that he's turned himself into the player he is. And so I see him staying at this level throughout the year and being, as Pat Murphy likes to call it, one of the pillars of this team for the rest of the season. And I think when you look up in September, you're going to see him amongst the league leaders in most categories still and in that conversation for sure.
That's wonderful. Hey, Joey Weimer, he's been out for most of this month. How's he doing now?
Well, he's back tonight. He was activated. The Brewers are going to face three left-handed pitchers on the mound in each of the three games of this series. And so Joey, who did a good job against lefties last year at the plate, hasn't had a lot of opportunities this year. He didn't break with the club at the big league level this year. And then when he did get up here, of course, he had the injury. But he is back, and he is ready to be right there in the lineup hitting ninth tonight. So we'll see what Joey's going to be able to do against the lefty in Ryan Weathers, who's been very good for the Marlins this year. He is the son of former Brewer David Weathers. The Brewers faced him when he was with the Padres a couple of years ago. So hopefully Joey can provide a little offense at the bottom of the lineup here tonight for the Crew.
He is Lane Grindle. You can check out the Crew in Miami. Coverage begins shortly after the 5 o'clock news. Lane will probably be out of the pool by then. Lane, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.